We started the third perek. The first, the Gemara misunderstood the opening line in the Mishnah, and they thought that what it meant was "kishezebaru lebez nechad, zebaru lebez nacher." They can't agree. Then how do you choose the third bez? The Gemara says it doesn't read straight in the Mishnah. It doesn't say "kishezebaru leechad." If this is what happened, it says "zebaru leechad." This is the normal way. This is the correct route to establish a bezin. So the Gemara seems to say it's a takana derabbanan. It may be rooted in a din deraisa, but it's a takana derabbanan. Zabar le'echad. All din should pick one dayan. And the two dayanim should pick the third dayan. Yeah. Who picks the third dayan? So that's a machlekes satanaim. So the mayor says, Shnehem barim lahem boed echad. The two baladinim have to agree who's going to be the third dayan. Chachamim disagree. Shnei adayon barim lahem echad. So Gemara says, what's the nekudas amachlokes? The first Gemara suggests, Neimo, should I say, but the Rav Yudah Marab come. If Hilgi Rav Yudah says in Neim Arav that it's not their cheretz to expect the dayan to participate in a din Torah, unless he agrees to the other two dayanim, and it's not their heritage to expect the person to sign on a shtar unless he knows who the other eight is. It's not their heritage to invite a person to a meal unless he knows who the other guests are going to be. He may not be happy about whom he's sitting with in the meal. So is that the machlekes hatanoim? The Rameir says that the two baledinim pick the third dayan. Chachamim say the two dayanim have a say. Sounds like Rav Meir says the two dayanim have no say, so it's a machlokes, and this derech eretz. So the Gemara says no. That they all agree, you have to have the two dayanim have to agree who's going to be the third dayan. Machlokes is that you have to have the haskama of the two baledinim. So Rav Meir is of the opinion you have to have the haskama of both the two dayanim and the two baledinim. That's how the Gemara says. That's how the dayanim kolam la pligi de beinon. That for sure you need. The two dayanim should agree who's going to be the third dayan. Ki pliki, das baladinim. My mayor sava das baladinim namli binam. But nasavi das adayanim binam. But the Gemara says that there is such a midas derech eretz, not to sign the shtar unless you know who the other eight is going to be in your approval, because you're going to be shutfim signing the shtar, not to function as part of a din Torah unless you know who the other people are going to be. Many years ago, the editors of the Encyclopedia Talmudit wanted to, the people in the Rabbinical Council of America wanted to honor Rabbi Soloveitchik. They wanted to dedicate one of the volumes in his honor while he was alive. So he said, before he agrees, send me a list of all of the other volumes and who they were, in whose honor they were printed. He wanted to know who his shutfim are, who the other people were on it. And don't call me, I'll call you. So they sent him a list of all the other volumes. This was years ago when there weren't so many volumes. Now they're up to Lamed Hay, I think. This is in the early years. There were only 10 or 15. So he wasn't happy with the list. Some of the people were not orthodox. So he never called them back. So after Rabbi Soloveitchik passed away, the people who were involved in the first Mahadura were not around. So the Rabbinical Council of America wanted to honor Rabbi Soloveitchik, so they wanted to pay to put in one of the volumes that is dedicated in honor of Rabbi Soloveitchik. So one of, they did. So Rabbi, one of the Rabbanim who was there the first time said that Rabbi Soloveitchik was not happy. L'chatchila, he didn't want to be honored based on this Gemara. He felt that he didn't want to be b'shutfis with the other people. Okay. So the opening Mishnah talks about establishing the bez. Then the Mishnah continues. Zed posel dinah shel zed, zed posel dinah shel zed. The Rami Ochama emas habisman shemevi aleim raya shen karov ma psulim. Why does Rav Meir think zed posel dinah shel zed? So So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks, "Kol k'midei d'posel dainei." What do you mean? I just said you can't pick him as a dain. Why not? Gemara says, "No, we're talking about dayanim and chutz lords in Surya. Everybody knows that they're not learned. They're not talmid chacham. They'll be the first ones to admit that they don't know halacha. But the community has accepted these people. You have to have a court system." They don't have Talmid HaChacham. So the whole derive of the community has been mikabel these people as Dayan. And this fellow now has a Din Torah. So he says, you can't pick this Arkosha Besura because he's not a learned person. He's an Am Haaretz. You can't pick him. So usually we started by discussing last week the Kabbalas, if the Reif HaTzibur is Mekabel Shabbos early, there's only one minion in the community. There's only one shul with one minion in the shul. So when the Reif HaTzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos is binding on all of the people in the community. The Miut are not allowed to do Malachas after the Reif HaTzibur. Not allowed to daven Tefillah Schol, not allowed to daven Mincha after the Reif HaTzibur was Mekabel Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos of the Reif HaTzibur, Uwe Kukuloi, is binding on the Yechidim. How does Kabbalah Sefer Shabbos work? So that's a big question. So the Levush has a unique opinion that the Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos is midin neder. And let's say a person was mekabel Tosefes Shabbos and he forgot that he has to take care of some important business. And now that he's mekabel Shabbos, he's going to lose money. So he can put together a bezin and make a Torah Nedar. And they'll say mutalach, 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 and he can undo the Tosefes Shabbos. Rabbi Kivega quotes this from the Levush. It's a Peladika Shita. Okay, so what he's saying is that it's like you have to say Haredi Nishba. What do you mean? A person is Midin Neder. What do you mean in that? You have to say Haredi Nishba. I accept upon myself not to do Malacha. He didn't say that. So it's like a Minik Toiv is binding when you make a Kabbalah to do a Dvar Mitzvah. So we machma that it's binding afila b'li amira, even if you don't have any amira. Some wanted to make a diuk and the loshana mishnah brura. The pashta says the mishnah brura was not intended. Mishnah brura wasn't written in such a way that every word counts. So the mishnah brura, when he talks about the Tosefes Shabbos, sounds like the person should say b'peh. He's mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So some mishnah brura was just printed. Recently, a little over 100 years ago. So some later Rabbanim thought that that's what he meant. He meant that it's midim neder, and you have to say b'peh. Nefesh kisishava levati b'sosayim. If you don't say b'sosayim, there's no kabbalas tosefes Shabbos yet. So if you should assume like that, so what kind of a din is this that if the Reif HaTzibur's mekabel Shabbos is binding on the miut also? That's there's a concept of neder hatzibur. This concept, you have the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Ishbati Eschem and Rishlam Mitzvos Abiyagus Asadeh, and the Gemara says the pasuk appears three times, and that's a reference to the Gimel Shavuos Hishbiya Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. And even though nobody today ever took that Shavuah, but that's a Shavuos Hatzibur. Klal Yisrael took the Shavuah years ago before the days of Shlom Melech. And that Shavuah is binding throughout all of future generations. And not only is there a concept of Shavuah Zayachid and Chumash, it says Nefesh Kishishav Alevat B'Sam, an individual person. You see, the Gemara holds that there's a concept of Shavuah Zatzibur. Not only Shavuah Zatzibur, the whole Klal Yisrael took the Shavuah. If you have a Minig HaMokim, have a Minig HaKehila, so a Minhog HaMa binding Mitam Neder, it's considered as if that Tzibur took a Neder. And all the members of that tzibur are bound by that shvuah. If a minig toiv is binding mitam neder midirabana, that's what the Gemara says. Minig toiv is binding mitam neder midirabana. Menatari need amira. Menatari, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, kol nidiv levoilos heviu, that if you take a neder to bring a korban oilo, that's binding even though it's only belay. Kol nidiv levoilos. Those who had pledged in their heart to bring a carbon oil brought the carbon oil. So that's Takid Dimin HaTorah. That if a person pledges Lahegdish, he pledges Belay, so that's binding Min HaTorah. This is only Midirabbanan. Anytime a person takes accepts upon himself a minik toiv, let's say he does a minik toiv once, and he plans always to go like that, or he plans to do that. He plans to wake up tomorrow morning to learn daf yomi. He plans to do it. So, if he would have been mekabel to bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash b'lei, that would be chal min haTorah. If he's mekabel on himself a minik toiv, so the rabbanan treat it like hekdash. So not only is that so, by a yochid, by a tzibur as well. If you have a minig hamokam, so the minig habonkam is binding mitam neder, mit the rabban that the tzibur took a neder. So according to these, according to the levush that Tosefes Shabbos and Bidin minig toiv mitam neder. So some say you do namira, some say you don't need namira. Pashtus is even if it's midin neder, you should need amir. It should be like a minig toiv. There's a midas chasidus to be ma'aseh mechayla lakodesh. So then it should be, so if the Reif HaTzibur is Mekabel, we treat the whole Tzibur as one unit. So if the Reif HaTzibur is Mekabel, that's binding on the Miut. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not correct. He didn't think that that made sense, that it's Midin Neder. He said a person is Shoivis Min Balocha. There is an institution of Tosefes Shabbos, most of the Rishonim. There's a whole Sugi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. There's a Sugi of Tosefes Shabbos. So the Rambam somehow paskins against the Gemara. The Rambam says that there's only an obligation to be Moshe Mechol HaKodesh before and after Yom Kippur. And any Shabbos and any Yontif, he never writes at the din of Tosefes. So some Achreinim say there's no obligation to be Moshe, but if you are Moshe, then it's Chal Min HaTorah. Others say, how can you say that? The Rambam never said that, so they think there's no obligation to be Moshe outside of Yom Kippur, but if you are Moshe, then it's Chal Min HaTorah. Or the Zagin say, but the Rambam never said that either. So the Pashtus and the Rambam is that there's neither an obligation Min HaTorah nor Min HaRabbanan, nor is it Chal Min HaTorah nor Min HaRabbanan, Tosefes, on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, just on Yom Kippur, that's all. Okay. And Tosefes, the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, by Havlokas HaNes, Yeshomrim, Shemitza Lehoisev Mechol HaKodesh. Why does it say Yeshomrim? Because the Rambam paskins not so, the Rambam disagrees, and the Mechaber writes Yeshom. But the Pashtus is like the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah reads, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says only on Yom Kippur. The Pashtus is that it's always you're always mechuyev to, you're always mechuyev min haTorah to be Moshe Mechol HaKodesh. How is it chal? So the Pashtus is it's a din min haTorah. It's not that it's a din of neder midrabbanan, minik toiv binding mitam neder midrabbanan. Pashtus not at all like the. Like the Levush to make a Torah and Dorim on Tosefes Shabbos. Pashtus is not like the Levush. It means the person that there's a Parsha in the Chumash. The Torah has a din. If you know you, if you plan to be Noyig, you should abstain from Malacha in advance of Shabbos. You should extend Shabbos before and after. And then when you shave this min Malacha, the shame Tosefes, so that's so the din Tosefes is chal. So that's a din that we treat the tzibur as a unit. So if the reif hatzibur is mekabel tosefes shabbos, so it's binding on the yechidim. Yeah. What's over here? So the tzibur, the community, has put up these people as dayanim. They have no choice. They don't have talmid chachamim. Arkosha b'suria. So you can't have a civilized, you can't have a civilization without a court system. You have to be able to adjudicate the disputes. Bein adam lachaveiro. So they set up Arkosha B'Suria, and the Reif HaTzibur is in the Kabbalah. Fine, so the Kabbalah's Reif HaTzibur is binding on all the Yechidim. It sounds like all the Tanoim agree to that, the Kabbalah's, but the only Shaila is, what's the din if you see, Kabbalah Shabbos is Chal on all the Yechidim. How is Kabbalah Shabbos Chal? So the Levush has his unusual opinion. Pashtus is not like the Levush. He holds me din neder. Okay, so there's a concept of neder HaTzibur. So the Reif HaTzibur is Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, and not like the Levush is, the Torah has a Parsha of Tosefes Shabbos. So the Reif HaTzibur decided to be Moshe Mechol HaKodesh. It's binding, you treat the Tzibur as one unit. What's over here? The next Mishnah of Dalad and Aleph, the person says, Neman Alay Abba, Neman Alay Avicha. Rashi says, Leo's Dayan. Same thing, Leo's Dayan, Leo say. The din is that Kravim Apostle Latus and Kravim Apostle Lidayonis. Karevim Apostle Ladis and Karevim Apostle Lidayona. So if I say, if my father will paskin that I'm chayiv, or if my father will testify that I'm chayiv, even though I'll pidin his Apostle Ladis, if he'll testify that I'm chayiv, so I'll pay. Let's say you have two aidim, my father and another person. So I say, I'll be mekabel my father. I say, if my father will serve as one of the dayanim, and the bezlam will paskin that I'm chayiv, so I agree that I'll pay. So what kind of a din is that? The Mishnah is going to have a whole machlokes hatarayim. What kind of a din is that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a whole discussion. The Pashtus is that it's 100% incorrect. He quotes a whole discussion of Masna Mashikasa Batar B'dav Shabimamet Tanoi Kayim. What does it mean, Masna Mashikasa Batara? The Pashtus is it's totally out of place over here. Masna Mashikasa Batara is like this. Let's say a boy gets married and he's going to serve in the Israeli army, and he didn't have a chance to have any children yet. And if he's going to be killed in the war, if he's going to be killed in the army, so his wife is going to have a whole hassle. She's going to need chalitza. So let's say he'll marry the wife and say, Harriet Mekadesh Esli, on the condition that if I die without any children, you shouldn't have to have chalitza. That's called Masna Mashikas Mater. He has to agree to get married. In Yichas and Kala, both have to agree. He can't be Mekadesh. Kedushin is not chal without das abal, without das al yishon. Let's say they both make up like that. This kedushin is only chal on the condition that if he'll die b'li banim, she won't need chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Eben Ezra as a typical example of masna mashikos ma'atora that tonight botla ma'isekayim. He said hariyem kedushesli. He wants to marry her. So the kedushin achal, and that tonight is not valid. Really, tonight should have worked. Really, tonight should have worked. Whenever you make a tanai, it's always to change the din. Let's say I say Hariyat Mekadeshesli on the condition that it snows tonight. And if it doesn't snow tonight, the Kiddushin should not be chal. So there is no such halacha that Kiddushin is regulated by the snow. Hariyat Mekadeshesli, I agree to marry you if your father gives me $100,000 within Shivas Yemei HaMishnah. So there is no such halacha that Kiddushin achal dependent on whether the girl's father gives money or not. There is no such halacha. But if you make a tanai, so then the Kiddushin is regulated by the snow, and the Kiddushin is regulated by the giving of the money. Any crazy, wild idea that he makes as a tanai, you learn that from Parshas Manigodim Neiruvin, that the tanai regulates the chaloisa, the Kiddushin. But if it's masna mashkos batara, so that's halacha that it doesn't work. It's a question, why not? But that's the halacha. So what if it's masna mashakos batar b'davisha b'mamin? So what does it mean, b'davisha b'mamin? So it means like this. I engage a worker to work for me, so the rules and regulations of Hilchas Chiras Poyalim. So I say, I'm hiring you on the condition that I don't have to pay the b'yom atit n'schorei, on the condition that I don't have to pay the money on the same day. Normally, Chiras Poyalim has a clause within it, so here he agrees to pay a salary to the employee. He agrees to the setup of Schiris Poyalim on the condition that that din doesn't apply. Or what else is an example? Whenever I lend money to someone else, when Shemitah comes to a close, so I have no right to ask for the money. So let's say I lend you the money on the understanding that the laws of Shemitah shouldn't affect this halvot. This should be a different kind of halvot. So just like Kiddushin, it's a different kind of Kiddushin that's regulated by the snow. And the Kiddushin is regulated by the girl's father giving me money. So every case of a Maisa Kinyan Allah Tanai, you're making a different halos from the halos at Torah, and it works. Only if it's Masna Mashkos about Torah, if he says, Harayat Mekudeshesli, on the condition that the laws of Chalitza shouldn't apply, if I'll die without children, that's masa mashakos abater. That's can I get a din in the Torah? In the davar shebimamet, it's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Rabbi, and we pass from davar shebimamet tanai kai. It is good. So that's what some Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Gilyoni Hashas quotes a whole discussion from Achrenim. Why shouldn't we apply that din over here? Should be a machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir should say l'shitaser. Rav Meir says yochel achzav anachom. Say any yochel achzav. So that should be the machlokes l'shitasam. The Rav Meir holds masa mashakas b'tov davish b'mamon the Tanai is bottle, and we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda that the Tanai is kai. The Pashta says it has no application whatsoever. It has no application whatsoever. This is it. Let's say when you make a halvor, so you have to have dasa adam to make a halvor. When I hire an employee, so you have to have das shnem. I buy a house, whatever. You need dasa adam to create this chalois. So the fellow says, I agree to make the chalois, but on the condition that that the laws of Shemitah shouldn't apply to this halvor. The laws of Bainoa shouldn't apply to this Mechira. That the laws of Biyom and Titan Schar shouldn't apply over here. So that's Maslamah. He agrees to the Halois on the condition. So in Dov Shabimaman, it's like in Kiddushin that the snow regulates the Halois. So here, it's also a different kind of a Halois. But what are you going to say over here? What do you mean? I'm going to change the Dini HaTorah. The Din is that Kroivim Apostolatus. And Am Horitz is puzzled to serve as a dayan. So how can he change the Dini HaTorah? What do you mean? You need his haskoma. Even if the... See, the first Mishnah, Zabar Lechod, that's a takonim of the Ramah. So we suggest that maybe it's rooted in a Din Daraisa. Maybe, but Din Nefoshes or by Knas, it's an onish. So you don't require that the person who is being judged should approve of the best. What about by Din Torah of Din Imamunis? Maybe the Ikra Din Daraisa is that he should approve of the Bezin. But it's a halacha that but if he doesn't want to go to any Bezin, then they'll be kai for him. That's Ela Mishpatim Shatasim Lefneim, Ela Klei Adayarim. They can be kai for him. So it's not a halacha that you always need Dasa Adam to pick the Bezin. He wants to pick the Bezin on the condition that Kreivim should be good. The Pashto said that Kreivim is absul. Like someone asked the question last week. A person is going to lend a halvor, Masa Makas Batar is going to make a halvor and say, Almanas, that the laws of ribbis shouldn't apply. No, the Torah says there's an Issa ribbis. You can't undo the din of ribbis. So what do you mean over here? You can't undo. There is a halacha that Kroiv Maposolaitis. There's no way to change it. What are you going to say? He's masking to the Bezdin, but it's a puzzle of Bezdin. He's masking that his father should serve as a member of the business.
It's not considered as if he's mochel the money.
I apologize, I can't hear at all.
It's not considered as if he's mochel the money if Bezin requires him to.
I can't hear anything. What is it?
Yeah. He asked, is it not considered that he's mochel the money?
I still can't hear. The doctor said this is going to get, is going to clear up one of these days, but I apologize, I can't hear what you're saying. I don't know. So the Pashto says that this Mishnah has no application at all. The Masa Mashkasa Batar Badova Shabimam. So Mashkasa Batar Badova Shabimam means a different thing. It has no application here. So what's the topic over here? So this is a regular Adavchav Dalet, the Mishnah Adavchav Dalet. This is a regular din of his chayvus. Let's say out of the clear blue sky, I say, I want to give you a gift of $100,000. Very nice. So if I give you the gift, so you say, thank you very much. What if I say, I pledge, I obligate myself to give you the gift, and then I back out? So when I just bedvorim alone, can a person create a hischaivis bedvorim alone? He just says, I obligate myself to give you $100,000, then he backs out. So that's a big machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. So the Gemara has, you look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Mechira, the first line in the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira is, Ein hamekach nikne bedvorim. If I own an object, I own metaltlim, I own karka, you cannot transfer ownership of property just orally, by an oral declaration. You always need a maisa kinya. Ein hamekach nikne bedvorim. So Tosfos' opinion is, the common Mekayim said, this is going to come up on the next daf. As long as Tosfos chaf hayam and aleph. That's going to be in the whole sugya of asmachta. We're going to spend more time on this topic. But Tosfos' opinion is, in a few places in Shas, that not only is that true regarding Hakno of the Bien, I want to transfer ownership of something that belongs to me, it's true also with respect to creating a Hischaivus. If I want to obligate myself to give you an amount of money, so the obligation is only binding if I made a Kinyan. So the Gemara says in many places in Shas, Mikonim Biyodoy, if they made a Kabbalah Kinyan Suda, I want to pledge to give you $100,000. So you give me quickly, you give me a handkerchief, you give me a Suda, you give me a ballpoint pen, you give me a pair of glasses. By my receiving your plea, as the Kli Shalom, by my accepting your plea, this clinches the obligation. Now I'm mechuyif to give you the $100,000. And if you don't lo kana biyadoi, then the Gemara says, I'm not mechuyif to honor that pledge. I don't have to give it. If I said a shvua, I take a shvua, I'll give you $100,000, then I'm mechuyif midin shvua, okay? But if I didn't take a shvua, I just say, I accept upon myself to give you $100,000. So if I back out to a k'day dibur, so fine. But if I want to back out lacha k'day dibur, so Taisa's opinion is you can always back out. That just like to transfer ownership of a bian, you need a ma'aseh kinyan, so too, to create a hischayvus, you need a ma'aseh kinyan. So people who are gambling, the sakhik bikuvi is going to be the next Mishnah. Gamblers who pledge to pay whoever wins, so we all pledge to give him $1,000. So Taisa says, what's the whole discussion in the Gemara? Why should any gambler ever be obligated to pay the money? The Taisa says, don't matter case. The boss, Menachas al Adaf, everybody puts the $1,000 in the pot, and each one of the gamblers picks up the pot, and they all make the agreement. If you win, so you're coining that whole pile of money, and if you win, you're coining the whole pile of money. Each way they made a kinyan. So each one of the gamblers made a kinyan. So that's a kinyan al Atanai. So that's a discussion whether asmach the kanya, asmach the lo kanya. We'll have to see what's the issue. Make a kinyan al Atanai. Why is that a shayla? Why should there be a deal there? And the Rambam's opinion is that if I obligate myself to give you money without any strings attached, I obligate myself to give you $100,000, not if it snows, not if you marry my daughter, I'll give you $100,000 within the first week. I just pledge to give you money. So the Rambam's opinion is that you are mechuyif to pay. There's no need for my sekinyan. The Mechaber quotes that Rambam in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Mem. And the Ksois found it so amazing, he reinterpreted the Rambam. It can't be, the Rambam could never say it's against all the Gemaras. But that we don't paskin like the Rambam, okay, but that happens to be the Rambam's opinion. All the Gemaras say beferish that you need kona v'yodoi, so that the Rambam agrees, the Ran holds like the Rambam. The Ran and Ksubas, the Ran of the Rif, and Ksubas Daf Kudeis, holds like this Rambam. So what does he do with all the Gemaras? The Gemara always says you need kona v'yodoi. So the Ran explains within the Rambam in his own Shita, you only need kona v'yodoi if it's a hischayvus al Atanai. If I say, like over here, I accept my father as a dayan. What does it mean? Mikar adin, the father is posel latest posel adayanus. So I say, if my father will participate in the din Torah, and the Bezna of three will say that I'm chayiv, even though mikar adin, I'm not chayiv, I promise I'll pay the money. So that's a his chayvus halat tonight. So there, even the Rambam agrees that you need a kinyan. We'll have to discuss why. What we learned, the sugya of asmachta, we'll have to discuss why. But bottom line, the Rambam and Tosfos, they both agree that to obligate yourself to give money to someone else, al hatanai, so that's not binding unless you make a ma'aseh kinyan. So over here, what is the ma'aseh kinyan? I say, Nemar alai abba, nemar alai avicha, I accept your father as a dayan, I accept my father as a dayan. Means if he'll paskin, then I have to pay the money, I'll pay the money. I didn't make any ma'aseh kinyan. He says, Nemonim alai shlosha roi boker. Why roi boker puzzled to serve as dayanim? Because they're not learned. They're cowboys. They don't know how to learn. They'll be the first ones to admit they don't know how to learn. But here Rabbi Yechanan says, we're talking about Akosha b'Surya. They'll be the first ones, the judges in Surya, they'll be the first ones to say they don't know which way to hold the Chosh Mishpah. They don't know anything about halacha. So they're Amihor, so they're puzzle. So how does one create a hischaivus that you are mechuyif to pay? So the Gemara makes a distinction between et and loch and mocholoch. If you start the Gemara, the bottom of Chav Dalar now. Why do you make a difference between et and loch and mocholoch? Who is agreeing over here? So one opinion in the Gemara has it, a few opinions in the Gemara, is that we distinguish between et and loch and mocholoch. Why should there be a difference? So we learned the Taisus on Davav Amin Aleph, that was a very crucial Taisus. Taisus pointed out, Taisus brought up six rayas, that mechila ein atzvich kinyan. You only need a kinyan to create a hischayvus mamon. That Tosfos is also repeating this opinion. They have it all over Shas. To create his chayvus that I have to give you money is only if you made a Kabbalah's kinyan. Just with an oral declaration, I obligate myself to give you money, so I can always back out. I don't have to give you the money. But mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. If I forgot meichel, so then there's no need for a kinyan. So Taisa is very strange. Taisa brings six rayas, and they didn't bring the raya from Agamara. That's beferish in chavdal and manalef, chavdal and mebeis. The Gemara distinguishes between et and loch as opposed to machaloch. That the machaloch mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. But et and loch to create his chayvus, you should need a kinyan. Okay, so half of the cases, there's no problem. You have two parties involved, but you have Reuven and Shimon. So the, let's say the whole deal is whether Shimon has to pay money to Reuven or not. So Reuven can forego the chiyuv. Reuven can say, if your father paskins that you're putter, so be it. So I'll be meichel you. Okay, so mechila and tzricha kinyan, that's not a problem. But what if Shimon says, if your father will paskin that I'll owe you money, then I will pay you the money. So how is etan loch? Over here it's a his chayvus al atanai. If my father will paskin, if the three amaratzim will paskin that I'll owe you the money, I obligate myself to give you the money. This is etan loch, you need a kinyan. And this is and this is al atanai. So even the Rambam would agree over here that you need a maisa kinyan. So how come there's a discussion in the Tanoim that Yochel Achzabo? How come Rameir says Yochel Achzabo? And the Gemara has a possibility, maybe even the Chachamim also say Yochel Achzabo, quoting Mardin Lachag Mardin, only Achag Mardin and Yochel Achzabo. Why is that? So, what is the aside of the Chiyav over here? Why is he Mechiyav to pay anything? Just because he pledged to pay? You need a Kinyan Suda. So why is it mechuyev to pay the money? If it's mochaloch, so mechila in a tzricha kinyan. But if it's etaloch, so then you need a kinyan. So the answer is, I'll be pashtus, there is a gemara in Kiddushin in the first perek. Gemara has the same din in the end of Ksubis, the last perek in Ksubis, but people are more familiar with the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin. Gemara has a situation where the two parents are arranging a shidduch between their children. I have a son, you have a daughter. And I say, if your daughter marries my son, the two parents are negotiating. So it says, Kama tanansa lebincha kach lekach. How much are you willing here? It's a Gemara, daf tes amid beis. About 15 lines from the top. Amrav Gidla Amrav, Kama Tanoisa Lebincha Kach Vekach. Kama Tanoisa Lebincha Kach Vekach. I say, if my son marries your daughter, the young children are very young, so they need support. So I'm prepared to pledge $50,000 for the first 5 years of marriage. And you say, you're also prepared to give $50,000 for the first 5 years of marriage. But no one ever made any kinyan. So the Gemara says, Om to the Kichu, if boy and the girl get married right after these negotiations, Tosin says, Om to the Kichu means mitochatva, Om to right away. Not that they were negotiating, then a year later the boy marries the girl. Right immediately following the negotiations. So the Gemara has an expression, Om to the Kichu, Konu. The obligations are binding. Why? Hein hein hadvarim ha nikneim bo amira. The implication is that normally his chayvus moment is not Chal ba'amira. You have to have a maisa kinyan. Either according to Tosfos, you always need a maisa kinyan to create a hischaivus, or according to the Rambam, that if I make a hischaivus without any strings attached, without any conditions, then there's no need for a maisa kinyan. But in this case, it's ala tanai. I'm saying, if your son marries my daughter, I'll support them to the tune of $50,000 for each of the first 5 years of marriage. Then they'll be on their own after that. And you agree the same thing? If my daughter marries your son. So what kind of a din is this? That normally to create his chayvus ala tanai, l'chol ha'deis adid ha'maisa kinyan. How come over here it's different? Because that's what the Rishonim have an expression. If it's nasa maisa al piv, you went ahead and you did. The boy and the girl are young. How could they get married? Who's going to support them? Yes, they have to go through school. They have to have, they can't live on love. They have to pay rent, they have to buy food, they have to have clothing. So if people obligated themselves to give money, and then the boy and the girl went ahead, Nasim, Aisal, Pib, they went ahead on the smach of the promise of the two parents, so then Halacha says, that's Varm HaNiknim Bamir. The Gemara has such a discussion also in Perek Ezel Neshech. Here the Tosis quotes it. Tosis quotes it here. The bottom line, Achav Dalan Amibay, is going over to Chavei Amin Aleph. The bottom line of Tosis. So the Gemara quotes the story of Zul Shvot. Here on the top line. Haiman, the Mekab, top line of Chavei Amin Aleph. So Tosis quotes the Gemara. It's really involved in Tzir Ayin Gimel Amin Beis. The last line of the story is the top line on Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, but it's really the last few lines on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis and his own Esher. Hi man, the Bekabel Zuzi Mechavre, I ask you, could you please go to the city Zul Shvot, and they sell wine there at a very inexpensive price. So I say, I'm planning to go there. So you say, why should you bother? You're going anyway. I should give you the money and you'll buy the wine for me and it'll be a savings for me. So I could have gone myself, or I could have asked someone else to go buy the wine. And you pledge, and you said you're going to buy the wine. And you say, if you don't buy the wine, you'll pay me the hefsid that will be incurred. So the Gemara says, Upasha, and you're lazy, you decide not to go. So the Gemara has a whole machlokes where the Mishalim Kidoz Ala Parvasa de Zol Shvot. The first opinion of the Gemara says that you accepted upon yourself, you're going to travel to that city, you're going to buy the wine for me at the lower rate, and you're going to save me money. I'm making a wedding, I'm making a bar mitzvah, I need a lot of wine. So you agreed, you're going to do it for me, and it's nasa maisal piv. I gave you the $1,000 to buy all the wine. I could have got myself, I could have given the money to someone else that's going to Zul Shvot. I gave you the money, and I was relying on you. So whenever you have nasa maisal piv, then there's no need for a maisa kinyan. That itself clinches the deal. Whenever there's a very strong Gemira's Das, the Gemara had this been a gear to Kinyonim out of BN also. That's a one transfer ownership of a Gemara. And it's a very obvious case where it's very clear that there's Das Makne. So then there arise from Gemara, so there's no need for a Maisa Kinyon. So here also, whenever it's Nasa Maisa Alpiv, so there's a very strong Gemira's Das, so then there's no need for any Maisa Kinyan. So Gemara just has a machlekes, maybe this is considered Asmachta Lo Kanyan. I have to go into the Asmachta means the fellow pledged, the one who took the $1,000 from me to buy the wine in the city Zul Shvot, where they have everything at the lower rates, and he said if he doesn't buy the wine for me, he'll pay me the hefsid that I'll suffer because it's a sale. Sale is only on today. And I said, I'm going to Zul Shvot, I'm going to take care of it for you. And then I didn't take care of it. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Is this considered asmachta, asmachta lokan? So we pass on that, that's asmachta. Or let's say there's another case. The Gemara there, and I'm Gimel on base, the Gemara there quotes another case. I have a lot of farms, and I rent out the farms to
sharecropper.
Sharecropper. So in the days of the Gemara, the deal would be the one who does all the work keeps half of the peris and gives half of the peris to the balabos. You can have any arrangement you want. Give one third of the peris, give three quarters of the peris, whatever the agreement is. So I agreed to give you the farm. You're going to work the farm. And in a normal year, let's say the peris on this farm are worth $10,000, and you're going to have half, I'm going to have half. So I'll get $5,000 out of it, and you'll get $5,000 out of it. Fine, everybody will be happy. Then the guy decides, after he takes the farm, he decides he's going to sit and learn that year. So he doesn't lift a finger, and the kohel pays him more than $5,000 a year, so it's a better deal. And then at the end of the year, I wasn't watching what was happening. At the end of the year, I say, where's my $5,000 worth of pears? So he says he decided to learn all year. So the Gemara says that it depends how he agreed. What was the agreement? If he says, if the sharecropper agreed, if I leave the field fallow and I won't do any work, I'll shalom I'll pay you $100,000. $100,000 is a guzmeh. The farm never makes so much payers. It's not such a gigantic farm. It doesn't own the whole North Dakota. A tiny little farm. It makes usually $10,000 worth of payers, and half would be $5,000 for me, $5,000 for the sharecropper. So if he agrees that if he doesn't do any work at all, he'll pay me $100,000, that's a guzma, so that's asmachta lokanya. But if there's no guzma, he says, im oive v'leyevit, if I leave the farm fallow, I won't do any work, I'll pay you how much he would have made in a normal year. A normal year, on the average, you get $10,000 worth of payers, and half of the money goes to the owner of the farm, and half of the money goes to the one who did all the work on the farm. So the Gemara says, that's not asmachta. If he says a shalom alfa zuzi, that's a guzma, that's asmachta, we'll have to learn all the details why. And if he says, if I don't go to city Zulshvot, and I don't purchase the wine for you, I say, I'm going anyway to Zulshvot. So if I don't go, I'll pay you the hefsid. So the Gemara said, that's a case of asmachta. So leaving out the issue of the asmachta, whether it is asmachta or not asmachta, why should there be a chiyuv at all? What creates the hischaivus over here? Bein l'taisis, bein l'harambam, whenever there's a hischaivus al atanah, you have to have a kabbalas kinyan. You need a maisa kinyan. It's not konam yodah. Even the Rambam would agree that you're not chayv to pay. So the answer is you have to say that there's a new din over here, that nasa maisa al piv, if the fella goes out, I gave you the field. I could have given the field to anybody else. I could have worked the field myself. I gave you the field to do the work. I was relying on you. Or let's say if I give you the money to go to Zulshvot, I could have given the money to someone else. I could have driven to Zulshvot myself. I have off on Sunday. I don't work. So I could have taken care of it myself. So whenever it's not some myself piv, so then you don't need a Maisikinyan to create this chayvus. So that's the Gemara here in this sugya chav dalet amin aleph. Nemar alayaba, nemar alayavicha, nemar alay shloshe roi boker. We're talking about a case where the person is posel le'edus, or is posel le'dayonis, or is accepting eid echod. Reish Lakish says, pekodesh yom tov, is that tini eido? There's eid echod. And he said, if eid echod says that I'm chayv to pay, I'll pay. Mikra din, eid echod says I'm chayv to pay, and I say I'm potter. So I can swear a shvud, the rice, the shvud, say dech, and I'll be potter. I said, no, if the edechot says I'm chayv to pay, I'll pay. So I can be mekabel edechot, I can be mekabel ame ha'oretz, I can be mekabel kroivim, I can be mekabel psulim. How does it work? It doesn't work with the din of master mashkos of a Torah, davashim imam. It has no application over here. You can't change the laws in the Torah. The din is that kroiv ma'posel le'dayonis, and eid echod is not nem b'lehotzi imam. You can't change the din ha'tar. You have to have his chayvus. If it's mocho loch, it's a mechila and it's vicha kinyan. If it's etin loch, then it's the kinyan of nasa maisal piv. Nasa maisal piv indicates that there's a stronger gemiras das, and then there's no need for any maisa kinyan. So now is the question, to what extent do you need nasa maisal piv? What's called nasa maisal piv? So let's say I agree that if my father will function as a dayan and he'll say that I have to pay, I agree that I'll pay. Then they're sitting in the din Torah. A din Torah sometimes takes a few hours. They're sitting for an hour in a din Torah. So is that called nasa maisal piv? Or you say no. Nasa maisal piv means only if they made a gemar din. Kodim gemar din is not yet nasa maisal piv. So that's a question. To what extent is it? When do you call it nasa maisal piv? Or I say, if Pliny will testify against me, Eido, what did Reish Lakish say? Tini Eido. I say, the Edechod, if the Edechod will testify that I owe the money, I say, I'll pay the money. The Edechod goes ahead and he testifies in court. He comes to court and he testifies. What did he waste his time for? If he would have known that the guy's going to back out, he's not going to pay the money. He wouldn't have wasted his time to go to court. So that's Nasa Masal Pid. There's no more that he can do. There's nothing more that you have to do over here. So whatever, it's Nasa Masal Pid, then the din is that you're mechuyev to pay. The Gemara is going to have a machlekes hatanoim about this. So some tanoim will be a Reb Meir will sometimes be of the opinion. Let's say mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. If it's macholach, then you don't need any nasa maisal piv. Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. And nonetheless, Reb Meir says yochel achzabo. How can yochel achzabo? And mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. So the answer is, we declare sometimes that it's a mechila betoyes. He was agreeing to something in advance. He didn't know what the outcome is going to be. So he can tell later on that it was mechila b'tos, like Tosfos said on Davov and Aleph. The pshara, the maskana was a pshara tzvicha kinyan. So Tosfos says a pshara of what? A pshara of etan, a pshara of mocholoch. So Tosfos says if the fellow agrees in advance to pay whatever the bezdin will say as a pshara, it could be that that's considered a mechila b'tos. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So according to one side in the Gemara, we'll have to learn through the whole Gemara. According to one side of the Gemara, Chavdala and Aleph, and Meir says, Yachlach, but even if he said Mocholoch, it's considered a Mechila B'tos. Or Tosfos points out, the Gemara points out here, Chav Gimel and Beis, depends how bad a psul is it that you're talking about, how strong a psul. Tosfos distinguishes here, the top Tosfos on Chav Gimel and Beis, the bottom Tosfos on Chavdala and Aleph, it's the same Tosfos. They say, the only time all these dinim apply if it's a chodr l'rei Yosef, there's one psul. My father's going to be one of the three dayanim. You really need three dayanim, and you need all the three dayanim should not be krovim. So I say, nemar alayaba, nemar alayavicha. If my father will be one of the three dayanim, but your father will be one of the three dayanim, I'll accept the psak. What if I say, instead of having three dayanim, it's enough with one dayan, and my father can serve as the one dayan? So that's a tartar l'riyus that Tosfos points out. You only have, and he's not a mumcha l'rabin. He's not a mumcha l'rabin. So it's a double psul. First of all, the father is a korev. It's a korev from absulim leidus. And secondly, you need three dayanim. The father is only one dayan over here. So whenever it's a tartar l'riyus, it's such a guzma, it's such a psul, that's considered a mechila b'tos. That's considered his chayis b'tos. That's utterly ridiculous. The Gemara made a distinction between Kroivim, Namar Alayba, Namar Alayavicha, and Eidechot. That Kroivim, the Bezna is a good Bezna for a different case. For this case, it's no good, because it's my father, it's your father. But this Herkev Bezna, this Bezna of three people, would be good to adjudicate any other case. So that's a psul, but it's not that bad. But if you have one of the three Dayanim, what was the case? Eido. Eidechot is never good. Eidechot is never good in any case. Or if you have the Dayanim or Ami Ha'aretz. Ami Ha'aretz are no good in any case. So if it's a psul, that's a universal psul, the Eidim Apostle period, or the Bezna's Apostle period, so then that's more of a psul. It's a big psul, psychologically. So there's room to argue the point and to say that that's considered a Mechila B'tos. If it was Mocholoch, that's a Mechila B'tos, like a Tartel Reyusa. It's such a so much of a psul, it's ridiculous that he agreed to, unless he makes the Kabbalah Kinyan Suda, but to say that it's a Mochaloch, Mechila and Etzvich Kinyan, or Etenloch, and you say Nasa Maisal Piv, so there's room to say that all of this shouldn't apply, because it is Betois, it's too big a psul. So that's what the Gemara is discussing over here. So let's go back again. The first Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amenal, the first Mishnah in the third parak.
How does this din of Neman Alai differ from the din of Kiblo Olav and Nefvav?
Kiblo Olav, what was in the Kabbal there?
The Gemara.
Even though he doesn't have Smicha, he's Mekabal him as a dayan on the case. Same thing. You can Mekabal Karevim Apsulim. I can be Mekabal, let's say the fellow is a Ganef, the fellow is an Amoritz. I can be Mekabal him as a. If he's both a Ganef and an Amoritz, it could be that that's Tartel Reyusa. So then the Rabbi Natam, then the Tosfos learns, whenever it's Tartel Reyusa, it's too much of a Guzma, and such a Kabbalah is not binding unless he made a real Kabbalah's Kenyan Suda. That's what they usually do today. When they pick the Bezdin, so even if the members of the Bezdin happen to be Bustle, but they make a Kabbalah's Kenyan Suda to abide by the Psak of the Bezdin. And then they write in the Shtori Berurin, in the document, they write, and a Kinyan Suda was made with each of the two parties, with both of the parties, that they're binding themselves, they're obligating themselves to follow the Psak of the Bezin. So that's binding because they made a Kinyan Suda. You don't need this whole story of the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet. It's not based on Mochaloch, Mechila, and Etzvich Kinyan. It's not based on Nasa, Maisel, Piv. The Mamish Neira Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda. So Kiblo Alai means also you can be Mekab Posel Adayar. Okay. Sometimes you'll need a Kinyan Suda, sometimes you won't even need a Kinyan Suda. So again, so the opening Mishnah in the Perek, the very first Mishnah, talks about the din of Zablo, that the Takanas Chachamim is that the more correct way to establish the Bezna of Din Imaminus is Zabor L'Adayin Echad, Zabor L'Adayin Echad, and then either the two parties with the Haskama of the Dayanim pick the third Dayan, or you don't even need the two parties, just the two Dayanim pick the third Dayan. That's the first Mishnah. And then the next Mishnah has a machlekes Rameh Nachachamim, and there's a Paisal Dayan Shal Zeh, there's a Paisal Dayan Shal Zeh. How in the world can it be Paisal Dayan Shal Zeh? So that's what the Gemara is going to work very hard. What in the world is going on here? So the Gemara first quotes, was going to quote three different versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said. So the first version is that we're talking about HaKosha the Surya, that you have Kabbalah Satzibur. Everybody in the Tzibur uses these people. This guy says, I would never use him in a million years. You have no right to pick him. The Kabbalah Satzibur is binding on the whole Tzibur. Yeah. But even if the Yochid himself would have been mekabel him, Rameh says in the next Mishnah, Yochel Achsabo, there's a certain point at which he can still back out. So over here also he can back out. So then the Gemara says, so it's a repeat. So the second Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amalaf, the second section in the Mishnah, so the Pesach Dainu Shal Zeh is the same thing as Rameh Rameh Yochel Achsabo, it's a repeat from Chav Dala and Amalaf. The Gemara says, no, it's Richa. It's not a repeat. Why? It's not a repeat, so the Gemara says because Ami Ha'aretz are always puzzle. Beni Dintar Moshe Ken Abba B'Yavicha is only a psul in this case for me. The Bezna is kosher in another case. So one might have distinguished and said that if it's such a big psul, like Ameho Oretz, it's such a big psul of Eid Echot, that it's possible in all cases, so one might have thought that the Chachamim will be murdered to Rameh. That's like Tartel Yusuf. If it's a guzma of a psul, it's very possible. So there's room to argue the point and say that even the Chachamim should say Yochel Achsabo. So the Gemara says, no, that's what the Mishnah tells me. In all cases, the Machlekes are Meir and Chachamim, Yochel Achsabo, any Yochel Achsabo, is in all cases, even if it's a big psul, even if it's a very big psul, fine. Then the Gemara is not happy with Ish Lakish's emendation. How do we learn it now? Zeh Pesel Dayan Shel Zeh, because he picked a Dayan who's Arkosha B'Suriyah. And even if he would have picked it himself, Rameh says Yochel Achsabo. It's not that the Machlekes is where the Kabbalah Satzibur is binding on Yechidim. Kabbalah Satzibur is binding on Yechidim. But the Yochel himself can back out up until Nasa Mais Alpiv, or unless it's Mechila Tzvicha Kinyin, Mechila Ene Tzvicha Kinyin, like it says on Daf Chav Dalet. So the second and the third Chalokim of the Mishnah are the same as the next Mishnah, Chav Dalet. It's just to tell me that even in this case also you have the Machlekes. So then the Gemara is not happy with Rish Lakish's emendation, because the Mishnah seems to be Meduyak, because it says in the second section, Mishnah based, Poisel Dainu Shel Zeh. Now here it says that Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh. How come it doesn't say Eido Shel Zeh? So it would appear that the Mishnah is very Meduyak. So they reject Rish Lakish. So what's pshat in Zed Poisel Eidem Shel Zeh? Zed Poisel Dainu Shel Zeh is the same Achlekes Rameh Nachachamim in the next Mishnah. What are Yochel Achsabo? The whole story. I'm Nasa Maisal Piv. Fine. But what's Zed Poisel Eidem Shel Zeh? What's the topic there? So then the Gemara quotes another two versions of Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara quotes what did the Gemara quote? Amar Rav Loza. Gemara quotes Rav Loza first. But Bohu, around 10 lines from the top of Chav Gimel on the base, Rav Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. It's a very strange Gemara. Rabbi Yudan Nasi used to teach Mishnayos. So Shmuel, the Gemara has a Machlekes here, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So what did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say when he learned by him? Then the Gemara says, Rav has no pshat in the Mishnah. Rav wasn't there when Rabbi Anasi taught the Mishnahs. How can Rav be entitled? The Gemara says, Rav is svar den apshe. Rav has his own interpretation. How is Rav entitled to open his mouth if Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan learned by Rabbi Anasi? They're not sure what Rabbi Anasi said. So how does he say over here also? Rav Loza was a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. Rav Loza didn't learn by Rav Yudah Nasi. Rav Yechanan learned. It's a very strange Gemara here. So the Gemara quotes Amar Rav Loza, but Bohu Viachal Efoislam. That the Zed Poisel, Edo Shal Zed. So Rashi learns over here what Rav Yechanan said. Zed Poisel Dina Shal Zed, that we are accepting. We're accepting what Rav Yechanan said. We're talking about Akosha B'Surya. And the Kabbalah Satzibur is the same as Kabbalah Sayachid. And the Machlek Zameh and the Chachamim is identical with Chav Dalan and Aleph. If the Yochid was Mekabal Apostle Adayin, can he back out? And at what stage can he back out? Because when he didn't make a Kabbalah's Kinyan. So what stage is it called Nasa Maisa Apiv? Okay. But the Pshat that the Reish Lakish said, Zed Poisel Eido Shal Zed, Zed Poisel Eido Shal Zed. So Reish Lakish was rejected. That's how Rashi writes. Rabbi Yechanan's pshat was accepted, and Reish Lakish pshat veleisele the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is hagor, his emendation in the Mishnah. Zed posel eidu shel zed, that was rejected. And Rabbi Yechanan's pshat and zed posel dainu shel zed, that does remain. Okay, so we're left with the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Aleph is how you establish zabla. Mishnah Bez zed posel dainu shel zed, that goes by dayar makosha besuria. Everybody agrees that he's posel. But there was Kabbalah Satzibur. Kabbalah Satzibur is binding on all the Yechidim. But it wasn't yet Nasa Maisa Piv. So that's the Machlekes of Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Same as the next Mishnah. And the Mishnah Gimel, Zed Pesel Eidu Shel Zed, said they didn't like Reish Lakish's emendation. So what's Pshat? So Reb Loza says Pshat. Reb Loza is interpreting. That's the Pelor. Reb Loza wasn't there when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi gave the Shurim on the Mishnah. So how does he say a Pshat? So Blosa says, "Abshat is bebohu viachal efoslan." The Reuben and Shimon have a dispute, and Reuben brings Edim, and Shimon testifies in court that Reuben's Edim are posel Edus. Gemara says, Shimon with another Edecha testify that Reuben's Edim are posel Edus. So Gemara says, "Bohu viachal efoslan." So Gemara says, "What do you mean? Kol kamin ei? The gebe dusahu. He's not Naaman now. If he would have said last month, before the din Torah came up." He would have testified that this person is a Gazlan, this person is a Russia. Okay? So two Edim on them on it to say that someone is Posel Edis. But in the middle of it, then Torah is going to testify that your Edim are Posel Edis. He's Mamsha Negebi Edusuhu. So Gemara is touching it up. The Gemara says, oh, we're talking about against Koral of Iram. So what does that help? Ira Demai. Elam Ira de Gazlan Usavait, the Kol Kabin Negebi Edusuhu. What's the story of Pigam Mishpacha? He doesn't say that you're Edim Apostle. He says that whole family, they're all Avadim. Memele, you're Edim are members of that family. So he's also apostolated, but he's not really saying on your aid. If he says, how God is saying this, that your aid is apostolated, that's Negebi Duso. He's saying on the whole family. And Memele, the aid is possible. So Remeir Sovar, Haniyam Shpocha Kamisad of Yim, Memele Kaposel. That's not Negebe Dusa. Rabbanan say, what are you talking about? Sovka Sov Negebe Dusa. It's in the middle of a Din Torah. So it doesn't matter whether he says, your aid is a Ganef, that's Negebe Dusa, or he says, your aid is from the Ibn Ezra family. He says, all the Ibn Ezra's, they're all Avodim. But also, he says it in the middle of a Din Torah, so that's still Negebe Dusa. Yeah. What does Rav Meir hold? How can Rav Meir hold that that's not called Negebi Edus? That was the first pshat. That's where Rav Loza says. Rav Meir holds that that's not called the. That's not psul of Negei over here. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara has sugyas in Perek Cheskus Habatim in Bava Masra, the third Perek in Bava Masra. The Gemara has a lot of discussions about Negei being Pasa La'eda. So it's all quoted in Choshem Mishpat. And the end of Hilchos Eidos, they quote the din that negates Posel Eidos. So there, there's a machlokes between the Levush and the Shach. Why is a negate Posel Eidos? The Levush and every section of Shulchan. The Levush, his name was Ramot Chayafe. So the pasuk says in the end of Megillas Esther, Ramot Chayatzim Lachnei Melech Belevush. The Levush.
Malchus Tchelos Vachor.
What does it say? I forgot it.
Levush Malchus Tchelos Vachor. Levush Malchus Tchelos Vachor.
Levush Malchus. So the Levush, Mordechai Yaffe, his name was Mordechai Yotza. So he has on different sections of Shulchan Aruch, his sefer has a different name. So on Yeridei it's called the Levush Ateres Zohar. So the shach and the shachov is called Sdeh Terezov. And Chosh Mishpat is called Levush Yir Shushan. So he always quotes the Yir Shushan. And on Hilchot Shabbos, every section of the Shulchan Aruch has a different name. All the names are based on that pasuk. Levush Malchus. One of this one is called Levush Malchus. Chelis V'chuv HaTerezov, right? So there's machlekes there, the Shach and the Levush Yir Shushan. What is the psul of Nergeya? So some hold Nergeya's pasuk is because of Chashash Meshaker. We're afraid he's going to tell a lie. That's a question. Is there such a psul? Do you ever pasul a person because you're afraid he's going to tell a lie? Isn't that what the whole institution of Haggadah Seder is all about? But you're not afraid the guy's going to tell a lie. Here you have a Mishnah on Chob Zainam at base. This stuff Elohim Akrevim. The Mishnah Chob Dalam at base has Elohim Apsulim. Then it has Chob Zainam at base, Elohim Akrevim. And after all of the Krevim, then it says, Oyev Asoine is Pasolaitis, Oyev Zesh Shushbino, his best friend, and Saini Koshal Adibra Mishloshiyam Beiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Oyev Asoine is Pasolaitis. Omulai, so the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, Lanesha di Israel al Kach. You don't Pasol a person because you're talking about a Jewish person. You're not Choshid a person who's going to give Eid Sheker because of Ahavo Vesinah. So you don't pass up because of that. So we learned the Tosfos already on Daf Tesa Mibes earlier, where Tosfos was discussing the Gemara Makas Davov, and the Gemara says Nirva Yatzel. Why is the Nirva Pasul Eidus? Horig Yatzel. Why is the Horig Pasul Eidus? So Tosfos said the Horig is Pasul Eidus because he's a Soine, because he hates the Horig who just killed him. So the Horig is Pasul Eidus. So the Marshal raised the issue, but we pass an Oy Besainis Kosheladis. So that's what some answered. The Marshal and the Tshuva answered, this quote in the Chashmish, but if it's a Sine Gomor, the Horeg would love to kill. He murdered him. The Horeg murdered him. If it's a Sine Gomor, then even the Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Oyev is Posoladis, that Sine is Posoladis. So based on that, that it could be the Chachamim would be murdered to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Chav Zayin Beis, that Soine Gomer is Pasolaitis, and maybe even Oiv Gomer is also Pasolaitis. So that's why the Tzois has this suggestion, when you get married and you have to pick Edim, Edis for the Chuppah, Edis L'kim Adavar, so you shouldn't pick your very best friend. Maybe your very best friend is like an Oiv Gomer. And just like a Soine Gomer could be the Chachamim and murdered to Rabbi Yehuda, so it could be that an Oiv Gomer also Pasolaitis. But others disagree. This is the Marshal, and the Tshuva writes like this to explain the Tosfos on Daf Tes on the base. The Tosfos said, Ela Miyata, the Gemara Makas Daf Vav, when the Gemara was discussing the Adina of Korav Apostle. So the Gemara thought that Korav Apostle even applies in a case of Eid Haraya, even though it's not an Eid Ameid. So the Gemara says, Ela Miyata, Harug Yatzil, the Harug should always make Korav Apostle. So Tosfos said four different pshatim. Why is the Horeg Pasolaitis? And one of the pshatim was that it was a Soinet. Others disagree, they say no. We pass on like the Chachamim of the Rabbi Yehuda, L'Nechshe D'Yisrael Al-Kach, even a Soinet Gomer, even a Yen Gomer, L'Nechshe D'Yisrael. There's no such thing as a Psoleitis because of Chashash Meshaker. So that's what some disagree. They say you cannot say that in the Ger Beidusa is Pasolaitis, all the sugyas here in our Daf Chav Dalana base, and all the sugars in Cheskus Abatim, and the Gemara has all the cases of Negev Pasolaitis. Kedah said Negev is Pasolaitis because of Chashash Meshaker. There's no such thing. You never Pasol a person because of Chashash Meshaker. If a person is a Rasha, then it's Choshed L'Shaker. But if he's not a Rasha, just like this, Choshed L'Shaker because it's L'Tei V'Satzmai, then there's no Psul because of Chashash Meshaker. So if you are like that, so why is a Negev Leitis Pasolaitis? Why is it Negev Beidusa Pasolaitis? So the others disagree. That's Machlokes the Shach and the Yerushushan, the Levush Yerushushan. So the others disagree. They say a Negeya is considered a Baldover. Let's say there's a dispute between Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven claims that Shimon owes him money, and Shimon says he does owe him money. And now it's at the best interest of Levi that Shimon should pay the money to Reuven, because Reuven owes money to Levi. So if Shimon is going to pay money and Reuven has no assets. So if Shimon is going to pay $100,000 to Reuven, so Levi will be able to collect the debt that Reuven owes him. But that's called negei be'eduso. So we say whenever he's a negeya, not only do we say that two baledinim, Reuven and Shimon, we say Levi is also a baledin, since he stands to gain. Not only here with the dispute that's at hand is whether Shimon has to pay money to Reuven or not. But if Shimon will pay the money to Reuven, then Levi will have what to collect. Because we know that Reuven owes him money. So we say that not only two baledinim, Reuven and Shimon, we say Levi is also a baledin. So baledin is pasaliyeh. Not exactly a baldin, because one is a korb to the baldin is postulated, one is a korb to the negeh is not postulated. But in a certain sense, we consider him a baldin. So that's a machlokes achren. So if you say like that, if you say that negeh be'iduso is postulated, it's not because of chashash meshaker, because we should really declare the nechshed Yisrael al kach, there's never any chashash meshaker. The only chashash meshaka is posulated is the gazlan. Torah says al tosh is yad chamas and diyas eid chamas. One is a gazlan, a rasha de chamas. It's choshud l'shaker. The Gemara says it's not just the gzeres amelach. The Gemara at the end of Bava Basra draws a contrast between kroivim and rishoyim. The Gemara says that Moshe li Aharon were not choshud that they're telling a lie. Moshe and they're not choshudim l'shaker. It's just what we would call a gzeres hakosuv. The Gemara calls a gzeres amelach that we can't accept their testimony. Well, let's say you have a shtar where Reuven and Shimon were signed, and according to the date on the shtar, this was on the Yisrael Lorm B'Chavrusa in the yeshiva, and then 2 years after that date, one of them married the sister of the other one. So now they happen to be brothers-in-law, but at the time, according to the date on the shtar, the time the shtar was signed, they were not yet relatives. The Gemara says that shtar is kosher latest, but what if you have a shtar that was signed by a person 20 years ago when he used to be observant? And now he became a gangster. In the last 20 years, now he became a ganef. Now he's posulatus. But the shtar was signed 20 years ago, before he was a Rosha. So the Gemara says that's not acceptable, because a person who's a Rosha, the Chum, is a Gazlan, is Choshev L'Shaker. That's what the Pasuk says. Al Tosh Yashchar Rosha, Liyas Eid Chumas. A Gazlan is Choshev L'Shaker. There's a Machlekes. There are 6 cases where there's a machlekes abai v'rav, and we pass like abai, the Yalke Gam cases. So one of the 6 cases that we pass in like abaye is a mumer, the mem of Yalke Gam, is mumer chalneveles lahachas. If a person cheats in business, a person is a ganef, that's a rosh d'chamos. If a person knows he's supposed to keep kosher, and if he's in a place where everything costs the same, he'll buy kosher food. But whenever it's more expensive, usually it's much more expensive to buy kosher food, so he compromised on his principles of kashrus because it's too expensive, because he's going to lose money. So that's also called a rosh d'chamos. That's a mumer echon nevelus l'teyavain is posulate is bein labai bein l'rova. That's called a rosh d'chamos. But if he's a rosh d'lav d'chamos, he's brought up reform. He's very ethical. He would never compromise on any of his principles. But he doesn't keep kosher. His parents brought him up. He never was taught anything about kashrus. So that's a mumer on the velus lahachis. Is the ena makbid. Doesn't make a difference. Not because it's too expensive. He never compromises on his principle. But this is not one of his principles. So that's a machlokes abai v'rav. So Rav's opinion was that he's kosher leidus. The mumrach and the velus lehachis is kosheleidus, and that's one of the 6 cases where we pass like abai. That's later on in this period. That's one of the 6 cases. Mumrach and the velus lehachis, we pass like abaye, that is posheleidus. So there, the Tzitzel Choshen quotes from the early Bali Atesis, had a suffix, when the Gemara says that a rasha d'chomis is choshed l'shaker, and if you have a shtar that was written according to the date that's written in the shtar was written 20 years ago when he was still observant, and the last couple of years he became a gangster, last couple of years he became a gazlan. So the Gemara says he can't accept the shtar because he's choshed l'shaker, and maybe he forged the date, maybe he forged the whole thing. If you have a shtar that was signed by 2 people who are now brothers-in-law, and the shtar was signed according to the Zman HaKos of Shtar, the shtar was signed before they became brothers-in-law, so then the Gemara says not brothers are not chashurim kerevim are not chashurim l'shaker. So you assume that it's authentic. So the Bali HaTesis had the suffix. That's what the Tzeis quotes from the Sefer Mesivis. They had a suffix We paskan like Abaye that mumer lahachis mumer akon debelus lahachis is also pasaleidus. Is that also a chashash shak, or is that just a gzeres hamelach? So the psak hamukupel is that that's just a gzeres hamelach. And the main afkemina is by heter agunis. The Gemara says that the gazlan shel Torah is posel eidus isha. In a Torah, you really should need two kosher eidim to testify that a man died, that his wife should be allowed to remarry. It's the chadovah should be ever. Dovah should be ever, should need two eidim. So the Gemara says, they made a takanim in the Rabbanim. That's a simple reading in the Gemara, that we accept eid echad. So once they made a takanim that eid echad is good, so then they made a kareivim will also be good. Kareivim will be good. What about a Rasha? So the Gemara says, no, a Rasha is choshub l'shaker. So you can't, a gazon shel Torah is posel eidus isha. So you can't accept his testimony. But what if the fellow is a mumarech on the velus, lahachis? In the army, a lot of times you have like that. In Europe, you had it now. In Eretz Yisrael, you have it like that. The only one who knows that one of the soldiers was killed, he says, I buried him. He's dead. Mesuk Vartav, I buried him, is a person who's not observant at all. But he's not. It's not that he's not observant because he's a Russia, he's a Eichel Nevelus Litayoven. It's not that he compromised on his on the principles of kashrus because the kosher food is too expensive. No, he was brought up reform. He's just not observant at all. That's a mumal lahachis. So the accepted psak and simon yudzayin and Ebenezer, there's a long pischet shuvah, he quotes the whole discussion. The accepted psak lahalach is that we paskal like Abaye, that mumal lahachis is pasal eidus, but it's not the same as mumal lahatiyavin. Mumal lahatiyavin is a rasha de chamas, and there is a hashash meshaker. And a mumar lahachis is a gzeris hamelach, just like our Moshe the Aaron. The Gemara says, akrev mapsulim leidus, there's no hashash meshaker, just that it's a gzeris hamelach. So too, the mumar echon nevelus lahachis is a gzeris hamelach. So only gazlan shel Torah pasal eidus isha. But if he's a rasha de lav de chamas, is a mumal hachis, then it would be kosher leidus isha. So getting back again, if the psul, there's a machlekes, the levush and the shach, why is a mumer, why is a nogea posel leidus? Is it because of chashash meshaker? Well, no, would never chashish anybody that he's meshaker, even oiv gomer, soini gomer, there's no such thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds like that, oiv soini Ashurim Lushak, and we say Lenachshad Yisraelka. You never passel a person. The only one is passel because of Hashash Meshaker is the Gazlan Shel Torah. The pasuk says, "Al Toshi Yisraelchem Rasha Liyos Eid Chomas." Eid Chomas means he's Choshed Lushaker. But even the Rasha Dalav the Chomas, there's no Hashash Meshaker. So if you say there's no Hashash Meshaker, no psul of Negev Beidusa is because we consider him like a Baldin. Then not only two Baldin and Reuven and Shimon. That the debate is whether Shimon owes Reuben the money. So Reuben wants to collect, and Shimon is a din what he has to pay. Levi is also called a Balvin over here. If Reuben will win the case, then Levi will have assets to be able to collect the debt that Reuben owes him. So if you say that in that case, Levi is considered a Balvin. So what if you're discussing whether a certain person is an Eved or not? We're in the middle of a din Torah. I have a din Torah with you, and you bring two Eidim, and I say both of your Eidim are Avodim. So what do you mean? I'm a negeh be'edusi. How am I negeh be'edusi? So if he says negeh is a chashash meshaker, of course I'll say anything in order not to have to pay. So you bring two witnesses, upstanding members of the community. I say one is a ganach and one is an eved. So chashash meshaker. I'll say anything in order not to have to pay. But if you say that the psul of negeh is not because of Chashash Meshaker, he said, L'nachshad Yisrael al-kach. You never passel a person, even a geir, it's not possible because of Chashash Meshaker. It's only possible because we consider him a baldover. How can you consider me a baldover, whether you're eid in Maravodim or not? The only baldover is the eid, the family, the member, the eid whom you brought, and his mother. If his mother's a shivcha, then he's an eved. If his father's an eved, the man is a bas Yisrael, then he's not eved. He and his mother's mother, and all the other siblings in the family, they're the Balei Dvarim, and no one else can be a Baldover over there. So that's the simple reading of our Gemara. It seems pretty obvious. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's a Negeh. Negeh is postulated. So the simple reading is that Negeh is not possible because of Baldover. How can you say he's a Baldover on the issue whether the other guy is an Eved or not? The Pashtus is that it's because of Chashash Meshaker. That's the Pashup Shat and Agamar.
Rabbi, why can't he be a Baal Dabar? Why can't he be a Baal Dabar?
See, if you have a din Torah, din Yamamina, so the Tovah and the Nitzvah are obviously the Baal Dvarim, and then Levi, to whom the issue is Nageya, if Reuven will win the case and he'll get $100,000 and he has no other assets, so Levi will be able to collect. So the case is Nageya to Levi, case Nageya to Reuven, does he win the money? Case Nageya to Shimon, does he have to pay the money? Case Nageya to Levi, so all three are, it's Nageya equally to all three, so all three are Baal Dvarim. But if you're discussing whether this mishpacha, the Ibn Ezra mishpacha, are they avodim or not, so I say Mrs. Ibn Ezra is a shivcha knainis; she was never freed, and all of her children are avodim. So the only ones who are baal dvarim are the children and the mother and the grandmother and the great grandmother. It's not negeya to anybody else. How can you say negeya is a baal dover over there? I'll be pashta sagimara. Sounds like they're assuming a dover pasha that it's. The gayest possibility is because of Chashash Meshaker.
Let's say that the Lova, everyone knows that the Lova thinks the Ibn Ezra family are Avadim long before this case ever even arises. And then this case comes along and the Lova says the same thing he's been saying for years. Would he be possible?
But he never testified until now. So now he wakes up and he testifies, and now we say that he's in a gay be'edusa. That's the simple pshat and ima. So we pass on like the chachamim. That so soft negebi edusohum. Anyway, so this is Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer was a Talmud of Reb Yechon. Reb Lozer says, "Zed poysel eidav shalzeh, zed poysel eidav shalzeh." You don't have to make the hagod that Rish Lakish made tini eido. No, zed poysel eidav shalzeh, eidim in the plural. But it's talking about a case bohu viachal lefoyslam. And it goes on, Irid began Mishpacha. So since he's saying on the Mishpacha, so Rav Meir holds that it's not called a Negeya. Rav Meir holds that it's not a Negeya. Again, maybe Rav Meir holds that the Psul of Negeya is Mitam Baldover. You can't consider him a Baldover over here. And we don't pass him like Rav Meir, we pass him like the Chachamim, that the Psul of Negeya is because of Chashash Meshaker. And even in this case, it's a Chashash Meshaker. Okay. So now the Gemara quotes, Ki also Rav Dimi. And on the last line, Gemara is going to quote Ki Yosef Rabban Am Rabbi Yechon. So the first Rabbi Yechon was a Mishnah base, Hazet Pesel Dino Shalzeh. That's our Kosher B'Suria. Now we're talking Mishnah Gim, Hazet Pesel Eidav Shalzeh. So now the Gemara is going to have two versions of what Rabbi Yechon said on this. Ki Yosef Rabdimi Am Rabbi Yechon Machalikit B'Shteki Di Eidim Me'esav Tzorch Levar Banam Tzavi En Tzorch Levar. What's the Shaila? Also a Shaila of Nogeya, the Baldin in the middle of the Torah, I testify that you're Eidim Apostolates. The Stachmamish and Nogeya, I pass a lamb, I'll say anything in order not to have to pay the money, in order to win the case. So the Gemara says, no. You claim that you have four witnesses, and you brought the first two. So I said, the first two are Ganovim, the first two are Avodim, the Apostolates. So if you hold Tzorech Levarer, you claim you're a big knacker. You say you can bring four Eidim. So since you claim you can bring four Eidim, so if the din is Tzorech Levarer, you have to produce the additional two Eidim. So if I testify that the first two Eidim are possible, I'm not in the Gebi Edusi because you can win the case anyway with the next two Eidim that you're going to bring. So the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes Rav Meir and Chachamim. Whenever the Baal Din has a taina, I claim I can bring four Eidim. The Chumash says it's sufficient if you produce two Eidim. But he claims that he can bring four Eidim. See, if the Din requires Tzorech Levar Tainos, he has to produce all of her Eidim, then when I pass on the first two Eidim, that's not called an Ager B'Eduso. Why in the world should there be such a Din that because he claims he has four Eidim, he has to produce all of her Eidim? So the Gemara says later, Lema on the second wide line on the Amud on Chav Gimel. Lema flukta the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel come flukta the Tana Bali the Mishtar b'Chazaka. That case we understand. The Gemara explains that's a Cheskes Habatim. Everybody knows that this house or this farm used to belong to me. Everybody in the neighborhood knows that. I can prove that it used to belong to me. Now the last couple of years you're living there. And I say, I moved to Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years. I come back, and all of a sudden, you're living in my house. So I say, what are you doing in my house? So you say, you bought it from me. So I say, produce a shtar. So the Gemara says if you can't produce the shtar within the first 3 years, that's a reyusah. If I say that the shirt that you're wearing is mine, I can prove that it's mine, because when I went to camp, I used to write my name on all the shirts as a tag, and the shirt has my tag, it says my name on it. So it's clear that it used to belong to you. You say that you bought it from me. So that's the end of the case. You bought it, chazok amash tach, the other Meir Yishalai. So you keep it. So that's only by metaltalim, we say like that. But by shtaris, but by karka, since it's normal to write a shtar out of karka, you don't write shtaris on buying underwear or shirts. So even though it's clear and obvious, I can prove that the shirt used to belong to me, but you claim that you bought it from me, so you win. You're the mukhsik nasa, you win. But on karka, since the practice is that people do write shtaris, so if you claim within it, you claim that you bought this soda from me a year ago, and you lost the shtar. So the Gemara says the fact that you can't produce a shtar within the first 3 years, that's a reyesa, and I get the soda back. But if you lived in the house, or you lived in the karka for 3 years, and you used it like a normal person, not that once in a while you slept in the house, you lived in the house straight, the year, day after day, and you used the farm straight, the year after year, for 3 years in a row, ritzufim, so then if you claim after 3 years that you lost the shtar, so that's Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Cheskos Avot, At Lashnin Mizdarin Ish Bishtarin. The first 3 years it's expected people are supposed to hold on to their shtaris. And more than 3 years they're not mukhayef to hold on to your shtaris. Like here in America, you have to hold on to your documents when you pay income tax. So the IRS can call upon you to back up all of your statements within a couple of years. You don't have to keep the 10 years, I think 7 years or something. There's a limit how long you have to hold on to the documents. So in the days of the Gemara, it was assumed that you have to have, it's understood, it's reasonable that a person should hold on to the shtar kinias hakarka for 3 years. After 3 years, if he says, I lost the shtar, but I can prove that I was living here for the last 3 years, so that can substitute, the cheskos habatim sholoshanim can substitute for the proof of the shtar. So there's a machlekes Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What if the fellow comes and he says, I was living here for the last 5 years and I can prove it, And I have a shtar also, and I even have a shtar. So that's the whole essence of the whole case is the shtar. If the guy comes and says, I was living here for 5 years, that's a chazaka she'eini mataina. That's not a valid taina. We don't have a rule of squatters' rights. In secular law here in America, there's such a law that if I was living in your karka for 3 years and you never objected, so I gained the right to remain there li'olam void. So in halacha there is no such thing. I say I was living in your house for the last 3 years. So that's not a valid taina. You have to taina. I bought the house and I paid for it, and you gave me a shtar and I lost the shtar. Okay. So if after 5 years of living there you claim I can prove I was living there for 5 years and I even still have the shtar, I have the shtar in my file. So then Rebbe is of the opinion, the kihai gavna, the chachamim never made a takana of cheskos habatim. Pashup shat is a big debate in Rishonim. Many Rishonim hold, the Tzaisel Choshen holds like that. He quotes all the Rishonim. The cheskos habatim shal Rishonim is only a takana de rabbonim. On the level of the rice, it doesn't work. So this takana chachamim is only instituted if the guy says, I lost the shtar. But if the guy claims he still has the shtar, so there's no need for a takana chacham. So there, Rebbe is of the opinion, Sarach Levara Tainasa. Aboli the Mishtar Machazal, because the Rebbe holds he's only Nidon Mishtar. If he's not going to produce the Shtar, he's not going to win, because they never made the Takonas Cheskos Habatim in a case where the guy with the Machzik claims that he still has the Shtar. And Rebbe Shimon Gamliel disagrees. It says, Ain't Sarach Levara Tainasa. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, then when a fellow says, I still have the Shtar and I can prove I was there for 5 years. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says it's efficient if you bring the lesser hoichocha of the cheskos habatim 3 years. You don't have to prove 5 years, and you don't have to bring the shtar. You bring a cheskos habatim shalashan, that'll be good enough. So if you hold like that, by the case of cheskos habatim, the whole institution of cheskos habatim is a takana d'rabbanan that they introduced as a substitute for the shtar. The guy claims he has the shtar. So we don't matriach him, we don't insist he has to produce the shtar. So Koshkein in the case when he claims he has four edim, he doesn't have to produce all the four edim. It's a kal v'chomer from the other case. Kuli amla pligi, ki pligi alibi de Rebbe. So Rebbe holds like Rebbe, whenever a fellow claims that he has four edim, he has to bring all the four edim, just like Rebbe says over there. The fellow claims he has a shtar and he has a cheskes habatim. So we insist, show us the shtar. Go dig up the shtar. And the chachamim and Rebbe, Rebbe holds like Rebbe, that's tzorach levar. Yeah. And the chachamim disagree. Rabban Amar lo chav kan lekam Rebbe hosam ela b'cheskes habatim chazake v'kerach shtar kosi. The whole takana derabbanim v'cheskes habatim is to substitute for a shtar. So the fellow claims I still have the shtar. So the old takana was never instituted in such a case. So he will not win. He shouldn't win the case unless he produces the shtar. So there's room to dingzach and say that Rebbe's din is only over there by cheskes habatim. Yeah. And if you hold like that, if you hold like the shita the tzorch levara, is there any mokar chumish for this that the fellow claims I have four edim? So the halacha requires he has to produce all the four edim, but it says al pishnei edim yakum dover. So Rav Soloveitchik mentioned the Ramban on that pasuk talks about the pshuto shel mikra. The Tanoim ask in the Mishnah in the first perek in Makkos, why does it say al pishnei edim al pishlosha edim yumas amei? So by moment it says al pishnei edim al pishlosha edim yakum dover. So the Tanoim work on the loshan pasuk in miskayem sayedus b'shtaim lomet part lo hakasa b'shlosha. What does it say? Three is good. If two is good, so far shteitzach three is good. So the Tanoim say it teaches you lo hakishlosha l'shnayim. The Shnaim is imim esal shloisha achi azal makulam. All the various dinim. So the Rambam quotes Rav Sadi Goin. What's the pshuto shel mikra? So the Sadi Goin came up with a wapra of a pshat. Al pishnayim edim al pishlosha dayarim. Some mechudish dik pshat, and that's by dinim nevoshes. That's by what about by mominis? You have the pasuk twice, both by momin and by al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim yumas ames. Then it's al pishnayim edim al pishlosha edim yakum dover. The Yom Dover is by Momen, and Yom HaSameis is by Nefashis. The Ramban says that he thinks that Pshuta Shal Mikra is two Edim is sufficient, but if the fellow claims, I can bring three Edim, then we have to insist that he should bring all the three Edim. So that's Mamish the Mokar of this din, Tzorach Levar, Rav Meir, whoever, whatever the gear says, we'll have to discuss it. The Tana, who's of the opinion that if the fellow claims I can bring four Edim, we would require of him to bring all the four Edim, that's based on the Pshuta Shal Mikra. If he claims they can bring three, then we insist, let's bring all the three. And let's make a bigger Drisha Mechakir. We'll find out more facts of the case. The more witnesses are testified, so we'll find out more facts. So that's the mocker of this sheet here. If you hold Tzorach Levar, if you hold from this, then Tzorach Levar. So how far does it go? How far does it go? So here there's a machlokes, two pshatim and Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with both. So Rashi's first pshat is, Sarach Levara means, if he says, I have four witnesses who are prepared to come and testify, he has to bring all the four. If it turns out that some of them are not kosher le'edus, that's okay. It turns out, let's say, from the four, he says, I can bring four edim. He didn't say two will be kosher and two will be posel. He said, I can bring four edim. Then it turns out two are kosher, so two are kreivim, and two are ganov. So as long as two are kreivim, it's good. As long as two are kosher, it's good. But if he'll only bring two, and he won't be able to produce the other two, then Rashi says he'll lose. He loses the case. But if he produces all four, and turns out that only two are kosher, two are pasul, so Rashi says that's fine. Then Rashi in the second shot didn't like that. V'loy nehira. Rashi writes on the third wide line, V'loy nehira. Then zadir dvar. If he says I can produce four edim, it's off understood all four have to be kosher le'edus. If all four would not be kosher le'edus, he'll lose the case. Those are the two pshatim in Rashi. Then Rashi reread based on the v'loy nehira. Rashi rereads the Omar. We'll have to do it tomorrow. Then the Rabbeinu Tam says there's a beferish gemara in Bava Basra where both pshatim and Rashi are contradicted. First pshat in the Rashi was tzorach levara dvarav tzorach levara tainosa. If he says I can bring four edim, and he only can produce two, and he can't produce the other two, he loses the case. But if he produces all four, and two are kosher, two are posel, so that's okay. Second shot in Rashi is, if he says I have four edim, and he produces all four, but two are kosher, two are posel, he also loses the case. He said I can produce four edim, and all four should be kosher. So Rabbeinu Tam said that both Pshatim and Rashi are contradicted by the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Tes. Of all places, it should have been a Cheskes Habatim. It's not. Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's not a cheskel about them. So at the end of Bava Basra, Kusam of this. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, look at the Gemara Bava Basra, it says Beferish. The fellow claims, the machzik and the karka claims, I can bring a shtar that you sold me the karka, and I can bring Eidim on the cheskel sabatim. So the Gemara says, if it's a Bezin says, Rebbe says, Tzorch Levartai Nosa, Bezin says, bring the shtar. Then the guy looks and looks, and he comes back a week later, he says, I can't find the shtar. I must have misplaced that I can't find the shtar. So the Gemara said, Beferish, that Rebbe would say, only Lechatchila Tzorch Levartai Nosa. If you can't produce the shtar, it's good. So that's not like either version of Rashi. Not like either version. So here there are three pshotim. It's Tzorch Levar. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's Beferish in the Gemara. Tzorch Levar is only Lechatchila. He wouldn't say b'di'evit, he's going to lose the case because he can't produce the shtar. And the two pshatim and Rashi both assume if he doesn't produce the shtar, he loses. But the machlekes was, the first version in Rashi was, if he says, I have four edim, and he only produces all four edim, but two akosha, two apostle, so that'll be okay, he'll win the case. And the second pshatim Rashi is no. Zorchel Vartai no, so he says, I have four edim, he has to produce four kosher edim. Produces four, and two akosha, two apostle, according to Rashi's second shot, he'll lose the case also. Okay, but in that tomorrow we'll have to continue in the month. Yeah.